This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, 248-539-9797. Feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox. The Wings need more than the best player in the league. Goaltending is bad. They need defense and offense. If by off chance McDavid came here, he'd be gone in 2 years and the rest of the team, if the rest of the team doesn't develop. Yes, I would agree with that. It wasn't enough for him to win a Stanley Cup in Edmonton. And yeah, they would have to keep developing their own guys, you hope, and you hope that the goaltending's already made an upgrade. But anyway, that's the McDavid thing is a non-starter. It doesn't make sense. It came up on the morning show, that or tank and go get the number one pick so you can get Gavin McKenna. These are Hail Marys. These aren't real plans. Next one, I hate when people say who cares how they spend their money. I give them my money when I buy jerseys, hats, gear, tickets to games, outrageous concession prices, and not to mention the tax money used to build their massive stadiums. I give them money to provide a service. That service should be a quality hockey team. Yeah, I mean, I think the people that really were questioning us, probably it's about whether or not they're spending smart money against the cap. You have a budget, you can't go over the budget, you stay within the cap. You don't want him to overpay for a player. I mean, Tereschenko, we celebrated freeing up Tereschenko money yesterday. And then they basically spun that into a free Patrick Kane, Jonathan Berggren, and Albert Johansson because they took the money they saved that it was budgeted to go towards Tereschenko and re-signed all those guys. Bravo. Good move. I care how they spend their money. 248-539-9797. It's also Canada Day. What's the best place in Canada to visit? A lot of feedback coming in on that. Ernie is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Ernie.
Hello there, guys.
What's up?
Thanks for having me. Yeah, I just wanted to chime in on Canada. Yeah, I've been to Banff, and I've also been to Whistler, Doug.
Yeah.
All right. And Whistler is awesome. It's just so big. And but if you do go there, don't bring a credit card. Bring two. It's really expensive.
Right? Not at all surprising, and also a deterrent. Why rack up one credit card debt when you can do two?
Right, you know, and the thing about it, I was there a year before the Olympics were there, so that was back, and I believe it was the '90s. Couldn't be wrong, but anyways, yeah, they already had the downhills already set up. And I was fortunate enough to be able to ski one of those. I'm not a great skier. I'm average. But, man, I have a whole new, appreciation for them guys. It was incredible.
I'm not surprised.
But anyways, Banff real quick. Doug, I mean, Gator, you got to go to Banff. It's beautiful. Absolutely incredible. We were there, and we stayed at this place called the Fairmont Springs, which is, if you look it up, it's one of the 10, they say it's one of the 10 most haunted buildings in the world.
Oh, there you go.
It was really cool, though, man. And
Did you see any evidence, Ernie? Did you see any evidence that it was haunted?
You know, it's really funny. So my daughter looked all this stuff up, and there was three things that happened there. I won't get into all of them, but one of them was two people got murdered in a room. It's like on the 18th floor of this thing.
While you were
and,
there?
So she wanted to go past it. So we go up there, and as we're walking past it, you see where, they have the odd number of rooms on one side, evens on the other, and I think it was room 1813 or something. Well, when you go up to that, they have the numbers going, and all of a sudden that room is blocked off, and they just cemented right over it. So you can't even get there. So I took my wife and our friends up there afterwards. My daughter wanted to go, and we were doing all that stuff, and walking past this room, and all of a sudden we hear some knocking going on the wall. I'm going, holy shit,
I can't say that, but yeah.
I did want to hear the story of what happened, but oh well. 248-539-9797.
Spirits getting it on? Some knocking going on in the room?
Sounds crazy because it's colder than hell, but Quebec City in the winter is incredible. That's from John in Lake Orion. I've been to Quebec City a couple of times, never in the winter. It does sound cold as hell, but that is not a deterrent for me. Must-see destination with much historical value is Cheetahs of Windsor, Ontario. Lots of peaks and valleys. That's from Charles in Farmington.
Yeah, I would say, Jason's Executive Lounge was the other one. The Million Dollar Saloon, I think, was the other one or something like that.
Did you get a lot of business done at the Executive Lounge?
Yeah, sure. The transactions.
Quebec Old Town is unbelievable. Stratford, Ontario is a special visit. My wife's sister lives there, and my wife lived there when she was a child. That's from Elmer in Ann Arbor.
I was there once.
And?
It was interesting. I was there in my freshman year in high school the drama class that I was in, or the acting class that I was in. They took us all out to a festival they have out there every year, and we got to see a performance of King Lear. It was actually really cool.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Cool. In one of the theaters they have there. And it was a long ride to get out there and a long ride back, but it was good.
Banff National Park is by far the most beautiful place I've ever been. If you like mountains, lakes, and massive rivers, Banff is the place for you. Banff sounds like the place for me.
Where's
that? From an unnamed texter. Banff!
Thank you.
Yeah. Montreal is cool during the jazz festival. It's not all jazz. A lot of different artists show up. Stumbled upon it once. My wife and I were in Montreal to see the Padres play. Missed Tony Gwynn's 3,000th hit by one day. I believe a jazz festival was going on. It's on the island there, right? And we kind of wandered out there. A lot of food and the Formula One track was there. And Montreal is wild. 248-539-9797. Bridge in Farmington Hills. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Bridge.
Hey, guys.
Bridge.
Hey, so... How you doing?
Good.
Okay, so I've been to a few places in Canada. Toronto many times, Mississauga. And you have the CN Tower and the boat ride on the Thousand Islands. I think, I don't know if you ever took that. That's very interesting. I've been to Quebec. That was a long time ago. And the only thing I remember is that it reminds me a lot of small London if you go into Quebec. But okay. And I don't know if you look at it that way.
What was the
best trip by far?
Yeah, best?
Was... Whistler in the summertime.
Yep.
This was an all-expense-paid trip, and we flew into Vancouver, and from there they flew us by helicopter to Whistler, and then 5 days over there, you know, doing all kinds of things, tours, everything paid for. And on the back, way back, we came by bus to halfway down, and we had lunch there and a lumberjack show that they put up for us. And then the rest of it was by train, came down to Vancouver, the final banquet, when they took us from the hotel to the banquet hall at classic cars. We took us by classic cars, two couples to a car, and there were about 50 cars, you know, so that was fun.
You got
wind
it down.
The whole experience was very good, but Whistler is a beautiful place in the summertime.
It's near the top of my list for sure. 248-539-9797. Let's continue with your open line calls. Tony in Madison Heights, you're next. Hi, Tony.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Every time at this time of the year when we talk about free agents, I never hear anything about possibly exempting the Michigan State income tax from income. They did that to the movie industry a few years ago, and I don't know why they discontinued it, but it seemed like a good idea, and they've done, you know, they've given out credits before, so why couldn't we to encourage players to sign in Detroit or be more competitive to everyone else, just say, here's an exemption for professional sports players?
How do you think that would fly with the general public in the state where, hey, athletes, you guys get a break?
Because it's non-competitive. If Florida keeps getting all these players, and one of the main reasons is income taxes, how do you compete?
Well, I mean, this is something that's been going on forever, and now it's, I don't know why now it's being brought up as the main reason. I think the main reason those guys came back to Florida is because they won back-to-back Stanley Cups.
Yeah, but they could take what looks like
Of course, the money aspect has always been there.
It sucks. I mean, I don't know that the leagues need to look into this to unfair.
See, that's what has to happen.
A league could say, okay, you might not be paying a tax to sign there, but
you can,
for competitive balance, we're going to tax you.
Well, or how about this? The what you could do is alter their salary cap.
To make it
compliant with what everybody else has to deal with, because it's a disadvantage for the rest of the league. It's not like this happened yesterday.
This has been going on for a while.
When Ndamukong Suh signed with Miami, one of the reasons he did was because the money he got from the Dolphins extended way further than what the Lions were offering.
I've thought about this too quite a bit, about somehow, some way, having real money, like what you're spending and what we're spending, or what we have to offer and what you have to offer, are the same thing. It's just, you know, you just don't get taxed in Florida. You're right. It would be changing their cap would be the thing to do.
You get taxed with federal taxes, but the state taxes are different.
248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.